Debbie Grubb-McAllister, how are you? Not too bad. I've finally gotten back around to trying to get this proposal that you sent me completed for public liability and professional indemnity. So I thought I'd just give you a quick call because I had a couple of questions just around that. Have you got a moment to go through just briefly what you're asking for? No worries. It was sent on the 11th of August. So the first two pages, when you're ready, are reasonably self-explanatory. Section 3, self-explanatory. And then section 3, but it talks about the table, it talks about professional indemnity, name of insurer, limit of indemnity, etc. That's one I want to walk through with you on if I can. That's fine. So it says, I'm currently working as a contractor at the moment, but want to go through my company, but I need to have some insurances in place. Basically doing program delivery, sort of management consulting type work. So providing advice back to businesses on, delivering to government, delivering to private enterprise. So I probably need to have this type of information. Now, it talks about general information, and then it says a section that says, does the insured, so that was the first thing that I was trying to understand, the insured. Well, I'm not insured. That's why we're doing this. I'm not insured at this point. So what does that do in relation to my liability if there's an assumption that I am something before I'm not? Is there anything? What's the assumption that puts onto me? Or is that just, I know, but everything's language, right? That's terms and conditions in contract. Everything's based on language. So that was one of my first things, that's saying, I am the insured, but I haven't actually signed anything with you. So if I'm filling something out, are you assuming, have I got some liability of being an insured person or something under this before I even actually do this? I'm only seeking a quote. Okay. Yeah, no, I just thought I'd ask the question. That's all right. So then it says name of because it says insured, the question then says name of insurer, and that's why I asked the question, because if it's asking for the name of an insurer, then the fact that I'm calling insured kind of implies that I have insurance with that insurer, because you're actually asking that in the quote. So then I'm coming back and saying, but I actually don't have any insurance. So does the insured have any professional indemnity liability or other management insurances covered currently in place? So if I say no to that, so I'm saying no. And do I fill all this out online? Do I just in that PDF and send it back? It's like a PDF I can just fill out online and then send back to you, yeah? All right, so yeah, that's fine. So no worries. So number 4, financial information, income details, professional business, percentage split. Well, at this point in time, I'm not using my business to do this. That's why I'm getting the insurance before I do it. So I was saying, professional, so what's your split? Well, I don't have a split because I haven't actually used it, so I'm not really filling anything out. Sorry? Not necessarily, no. No, not necessarily. I might work elsewhere in Australia, but it would be within Australian jurisdiction. No, I'm talking about number four, financial information. Please provide a breakdown of the insurer's gross fees, income, professional service by stating the whole amounts in Australian dollars and the percentage should the insured's profession be an accountant, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I'm not using my business at this point. What I'm trying to do is get my insurance so that when I do go and I can convert over to use my proprietary limited company. Yeah, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to paint a picture here. So currently I'm contracting, I'm going through a recruitment agency. I would like to go through my own company, rather, which is a proprietary limited company, which I've had registered for many years. But I would like to go through that company, but given the type of work that I'm doing, and it's just not sort of very small contracting work, there's probably a need to have professional indemnity insurance because that's what the recruitment company said. Well, we can take you on board as a proprietary limited company, but you need to have, you know, currency of insurance, professional indemnity, you know, public liability, workers' compensation, etc. So what I'm trying to understand here is what do I need to fill out here because, as I said, I'm trying to get a quote. So, give you a bit of background. So, my background is consulting and project and program management and delivery. Right, so I do a lot of business consulting work, I do consulting work, I do project and program delivery work. That type of is basically what I do. And then my wife also, who works in the business, she does the change management and process improvement side of the business. Ryan? So you're saying here at this point where it says professional business in there, I would put in, say, consulting as an example, because I'm trying to get some guidance from you because I am getting quotes from other papers. So if you can make it easy to help me, it'll probably make it easier to get work from you guys. Right. So it's consulting. What project management is that you were saying? And then what would you say? And then change management. And then you're saying put a percentage split against each of those. Is that right? So it's last complete financial end of year. Well, I haven't traded. No, so they blank. Estimated financial year ended. Okay, so estimated next to five. Okay, so no worries. So estimates on those. For those. Okay, for next financial. No worries. Then in respect of your last complete financial year, please provide a breakdown by state. Okay, so that one is out. Okay, in respect to the estimated next financial year, so then I put the percentage of those dollars that I did in that previous table as a breakdown by state, but percentage by state. Okay, no worries. So I've got to tick that table there, so that's all good. Okay, so moving on. Just trying to get through this. And then financial information for overseas. Okay, so it's nothing overseas. If New South Wales, so we're not student, so we're not working out of... So New South Wales stamp duty exemption. If the insured is a CGT small business, so we registered for CGT. Yes, we are. Yeah, why am my company? Yep, the proprietary limited company is registered for CGT. Okay, so that'll get a tick. Okay. And then it says important applies insurers with turnovers and meet the definition in respect to the last financial year. Okay, so we don't have a last financial year because it was next financial year. So is that right? And then please provide details of the five largest contracts undertaken by the insured. Okay, well, that hasn't taken place yet because we're talking next financial year. So then employee information, number of employees. So if I say that I'm an employee and my wife is an employee, what other information would we need to then provide once we recognise ourselves as employees? I am. Okay, this is, well, no, again, not at this stage because we haven't actually done anything, we haven't actually operated the business yet in this current way. Yep. Because it says annual wages, and the only thing I'm thinking about here is does this go to the ATO? Because I'm saying annual wages, I haven't actually paid anybody anything at this point. So am I committing to revenue for a financial year? Right. Okay. Okay. Cool. No problem. So that's fine. So that looks, when it says the number of qualified employees, what is the difference between a qualified employee or someone who's just an employee? Oh, okay, no worries. So number of qualified, well, it would be two. Okay. Oh, sorry, a number of... Oh, hang on a second. That's not... I said number of principals of one, but qualified employees is... Correct, but I'd also be paying myself a wage or a director's fees. Right, so that there was it'd be number of principals one. Yep. Right. Got it, no worries. And then annual wages, that would just be based annual wages. Yep. Correct. Annual wages. And when you say wages, you're definitely meaning wages, but not revenue. It's okay, it's wages. Okay, so we'll complete that one there is good. And then please provide the following details for each of the insured's principals, partners and directors: name, age, qualifications, date qualified, years of practice. Okay, so we've got to complete that. And then if previous business cover is required, previous business, no, so that's a cross. We've got to tick that one, do that one. Does the insured have written procedures, contracts of employment, personnel files? Okay, this is pretty self-explanatory. Does the insured minute or agree? Okay, call, this is this. Any redundancies? Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory. Then employee page 5 was the professional business conducted at the previous was the professional business conducted at the previous firm as per the details mentioned in 2 professional in question 5 continued on. Doesn't have a page number. Page numbers would be, oh yes, there's a very small page number. Page number 10. If no, please provide details of the insured's business whilst working at the previous firm. Well, I don't have a previous firm. No. So, cross on that one. Is the insured's cover from the previous policy? Under the previous policy. Well, I can't cross it under no under the previous policy. Actually, there is no policy existing, so I can't say that it was covered under the previous policy because they don't have a previous policy. It's almost like that's not applicable. But yeah, no is kind of saying that I had it under a previous policy, but anyway. There really should be a third one there to say not applicable, because otherwise you're saying no to something that implies that it was previously there but not applicable this time around. I know, but it's just, please provide the approximate percentage of work conducted in the following categories: office-based, actual, estimated, next. Okay, so we would do the next 12 months, so we'll tick that one then. Does the insured undertake any manual work? Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory. Does the insured supervise manual? Okay, does the insured use contractor, subcontractor? What was the estimated annual payments? Payments for what? Yes. 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 Oh, okay. So I'm no to all of those anyways. That's it covers a lot. Yeah. No. I understand that. That's okay. I just hadn't come across this before, and I'm sort of just wanted to walk through with you to get an understanding. What are the service activities provided by, well, I've already said no, by the contractors? Well, I don't have contractors, so the contractors will be nothing for that. Are contractor subjects required to carry out their own insurance? Leave that. Does the insured use labour hire? No. If yes, provide details. Okay, so leave that. Limit of liability, indemnity required. Professional indemnity, general indemnity. Now, what is the difference? I've been told I need $2 million in cover by the recruitment firm. Indemnity, but yes, and then there's a general liability. What's that? that doesn't come under, say, your work cover claim as a work cover claim as an accident in a workplace? Yes. Yes. Workers' comp, yep. Oh, I see. So it's someone who's not employed or engaged with the business, but might be someone outside of that category. Right. Oh, okay. Yes. Right. So, yep. Okay. Yeah, indeed. Declaration and exclusions, and then we just sign that off. Okay, so no worries on that. I think I know what I need to fill out on that one now. Can I ask you this question, if I might, before I let you go, because I can. And that is, what is the turnaround time for this, roughly? Just roughly speaking, I guess. Yes. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, no problem. Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. That's fine. That was more just a query because I just wasn't sure. So I actually got referred to you guys by GFM accountants. Yeah. So Brent referred me. So all right, Debbie. Well, look. I've just had this on a printed piece. So I was just quickly ticking all the stuff that I needed to fill out. So I can actually go back now onto the actual form, and I'll just respond to you via that email that you sent me on. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And now this is the public liability and professional indemnity, yeah? Because the one thing which did see in here, and it says public liability in your quote, in your email to me, but it specifically says here general liability, not public liability. So, okay. Okay, no problem. And could I ask you this, if I may, and that is the work cover or workers' comp. Where does one, if you've got a business, get that from? CGU, okay. Yeah, no. Is that typically what, someone's starting up a business? Is this typically the type of insurances that they get? You know what I mean? It's like, because I'm sort of new to this and so it's as you've got here the public liability, which is what we're getting, the professional indemnity. And then the other one was the work. There's only three, isn't there? Public liability, professional indemnity. Yeah. Yes. unless you've got agreed, and that's one of the 100%. Yeah, and this is one of the things that the recruiting firm said. Look, you know, before we can, we know that you've got the company, you've been able to provide us all the details, but what we need to be able to see is that you've got these insurances in place, because I suspect they're basically, you know, trying to make sure that they don't have any claim come against them as bringing us on board. So, all right. So you've given. Oh, I see. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, agreed. And then the other one, as you say, was the workers' compensation. Was it the workers' compensation? Was that the other one? Public liability, I've got. We're going to get professional indemnity. And what was the other one? No. Yep. Okay. And... so when you say no staff, does that mean that does that include, does my what my? Oh, well, I see what you're saying. So if there was more, if there was more than one, if there was more than just the two of us, as an example. Oh, I see. Right. Right. Yeah, God, I'm with you now. Yes, yes. Okay. All right, Debbie. No worries about that. And you said the work cover, but you're saying you don't think we need that at this stage. Yeah. That's fine. Query on that one. I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, Debbie. Yeah, no worries. And I can check on, as you said, with Allianz, CGU or Gallagher's. Yeah, that's fine. Got you. I'm with you. All right, Debbie, listen, much appreciate time. Thank you for your help. I'll fill this out and send it through. Just preach it. Yeah, please reach out. That'd be wonderful. No worries. Have a great weekend and thanks for your time. No worries. Pleasure. Ciao. Bye-bye.